I invite you to prepare your hearts for a time of prayer. As gracious, almighty, wonderful God, what a joy it is to be in this place, to be in a place that worships you, that lives life in so many different ways, that loves so many different things in the world, and yet who comes together and worships you, because you are God. We worship your Son, Jesus Christ. We live in your Holy Spirit, for this is what we believe. Thank you, Father. You know, our hearts this morning, as we bow before you in prayer, there's so much that we feel we have no power over. We look at the world around us and we see war and we see death and we see hatred and we see battle. And God, what we ask is that you be in control. We ask for peace. We ask that you would show us what we can do to make a difference. But we also pray for those leaders of the world who do have power, those leaders who are just men and women. God, what we pray is that you would equip them and prepare them and challenge them and nudge them just simply to talk to one another and to listen and to seek truth and mercy and justice and peace. Thank you, Father. Yeah. And we thank you for our lives, that we just walk around and live every day. We thank you for each thing that brings us joy. We thank you for those things that frighten us, because that just makes us stronger. We pray that you would be with us as we grow to be more like you. Show us the things you would have us do. Show us the way you would have us live. Show us the very words that you would have us speak, so that in everything we said or did, we would lift you up. We would lift up the light and not the darkness. We thank you. And now we pray for those names on our prayer list, those who are struggling, those who are traveling, those who are grieving, those who need you in a very special way. God, you know our hearts. I pray that you would touch each heart that is hurting this day, and that you would remind us all that you are with us and that we are not alone. And now, God, as we continue to worship here, help us to relax, just to feel at home in your house, to open our hearts, to laugh, to find joy, to find peace, to find love in this place. If there are any who feel any resentments or bad feelings, we pray that they would just be dissolved away through your great love. We thank you. We pray this prayer because we trust you. We pray this prayer because we know that you hear us. We pray this prayer because we are yours. And we pray it in the name of the one who taught us to pray so very long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.